This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 15th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Allen. Here's today's headlines. Newsom blast tariffs on ag. Business groups pan tax hikes. Food and affordability bills stall. And questions linger on farm aid. Governor Gavin Newsom used a budget presentation yesterday to cast agriculture as a pillar of California's economy and a casualty of federal trade policy, blaming President Donald Trump's tariffs and immigration actions for higher costs, labor shortages, and steep export losses. Newsom opened by saying California, quote, dominates in every critical category, pointing to a $62 billion measure in annual agriculture output alongside manufacturing and venture capital as evidence of the state remains the tentpole of the American economy. He warned that California's farm economy is being hit disproportionately by, quote, headwinds out of Washington, D.C. Newsom said the administration announced California's lawsuit challenging the tariffs in the Central Valley on a farm specifically to highlight the impact on ranches and farmers. Ask the farmers, ask our friends growing pistachios and almonds how they're doing, Newman said, adding that exports to China are down 64% since President Trump took office. Newsom also cited a 32% drop in exports for wine and spirits and a 46% national increase in farm bankruptcies. Newsom linked those pressures to broader budget challenges in California, saying federal cuts and economic volatility shaping a budget plan that avoids major new ongoing commitments. Governor Gavin Newsom's updated spending plan aims to balance California's budget through 2028, banking higher than expected revenues while avoiding major new ongoing spending. The plan cuts general fund spending by $1.8 billion, deposits $9.7 billion into a surplus holding account, and maintains nearly $30 billion in reserves. It also proposes new revenue from limits on business tax credits and a tax on digital software. Business groups focused on the tax increases, Cal Chamber urged lawmakers to, quote, let some of the dust settle before adopting them, warning the costs would hit employers and likely be passed on to consumers. The California Manufacturers and Technology Association praising proposed recycling and remanufacturing investments, but said raising taxes would make it harder for manufacturers to, quote, invest, grow, and keep good-paying jobs in California. Senate Republicans were harsher, calling the plan unsustainable. Senator Roger Nello of Fair Oaks said Newsom missed a chance for a transparent budget. GOP leaders accused him of relying on taxes and deferring structural problems. For agriculture, the plan proposes $11 million for CDFA to maintain invasive fruit fly detection after USDA notified the state it would reduce its annual contribution by the same amount. It also proposes $8 million to offset lower than expected fee revenue for the industrial hemp program and to shift hemp oversight from a state-managed program to USDA's federal program. Water interests will be watching $25 million for voluntary agreements under the Bay Delta plan. Food assistance items include $30 million for Cal Food Banks and $30 million for County Cal Fresh Administration tied to new federal work rules. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Appropriations committees in both houses shelving several closely watched bills yesterday, underscoring how fiscal pressure is narrowing the legislature's policy agenda. The Assembly Appropriations Committee held AB 2034, which would have targeted food additives, and AB 2535, which sought to boost California-grown foods in the state's push to limit ultra-processed foods. On the Senate side, the committee held SB 981 and SB 986, two Republican regulatory oversight bills aimed at reviews on cost of living impacts and major rulemaking. The panel also held SB 1183, which would have studied large-scale solar in the Central Valley. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Appropriation Committees and GOP leadership call for now $15 to $20 billion in farm aid, but details are still unclear. House Ag Committee member Austin Scott of Georgia is confident there will be another bridge payment, but he told AgriPulse newsmakers, quote, "There is some debate about paying some of that sooner rather than later and whether or not we should wait until the end of the crop year, figure out exactly which commodities had bigger or shorter losses before you would pay all of the money out." Scott noted that others have differing opinions. "Just know this," he said. "There will be honest debate and we will get to what I believe will be equitable solution among the honorable people in the discussion, including the associations of different specialty crop producers as well as your traditional row crop producers." When asked about the aid issue yesterday, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse he's, quote, "communicating with the industry to see how it will be most helpful." Assuming a supplemental spending bill for the Iran war happens before the election, Scott says it remains the most obvious vehicle to move additional farm aid. He also says a, quote, "fair amount of the potential aid package will be set aside for specialty crop growers." In the big picture, whether lawmakers will move an Iran war supplement or attach farm aid to any other vehicle is still unclear. Republican senators have warned that any request from President Trump for tens of billions of dollars to pay for the war will have a tough time passing the Senate as patience wanes over seeing a clear plan to end the conflict. In the House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington of Texas told AgriPulse yesterday he hasn't heard any, quote, "substantive conversation on assistance right now because we have to have the farm bill done." There are also other priorities like appropriations and a second, potentially third, budget reconciliation bill. Such a bill could be an, quote, "appropriate vehicle to move additional farm aid," Arrington noted. It could end up in a lot of things. Here's today's final word. Today's vote is an important step forward for the integrity of American wine and for every grower, winery, farm worker, and community behind it. That's the word of Natalie Collins, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, applauding the Assembly Appropriations Committee for advancing AB 1585. The bill would require that any wine labeled American and sold for bottled in California be made from 100% U.S. grown wine grapes. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 15th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chop Nally.